My name is Clara Estby, and for my own good, my mother whisked me away. Well, for the good of our family, too, she insisted. Trying to stop her proved useless, because when an idea formed in her Norwegian head, she was like a rock crib anchoring a fence, strong and sturdy and unmovable once it's set. I tried to tell her I did. We all did. But in the end, we succumbed to her will, and I suppose to her hopefulness, never dreaming it would lead where it did. I certainly never imagined I'd walk a path so distant from the place where I began. But I'm getting ahead of myself, telling stories out of sequence, something a steady and careful woman like me should never do. It began on an April morning in 1896, inside our Mica Creek farmhouse at the edge of the rolling Palouse Hills of eastern Washington State, when my mother informed me that we would be walking from Spokane to New York City. Walking, mind you, when there were perfectly good trains a person could take. Walking. 3,500 miles to earn $10,000 that would save our farm from foreclosure. Also, to prove that a woman had stamina. Also, to wear the new reform dress and show the freedom such garments offered busy, active, sturdy women. Freedom. The only merit I saw in the shorter skirts and absence of corsets was that we could run faster from people chasing us for being foolish enough to embark on such a trek across the country. Two women alone. We were also making this journey to keep me from making a terrible mistake, Mama told me. I was 18 years old and able to make my own decisions, or so I thought. But not this one. Mama stood stiff as a wagon tongue, her back to my father and me, drinking a cup of coffee that steamed the window. I could see my brother Olaf outside, moving the sheep to another field with the help of Sailor, our dog, dots of white like swirling cotton fluffs bounding over an ocean of green. Such a bucolic scene about to reveal hidden rocks beneath it. We are going to walk to New York City, Clara, you and I. What? I'd entered the kitchen, home for a weekend from my work as a domestic in Spokane. My mother had walked 400 miles a few years earlier to visit her parents in a time of trial. We'd all missed her, and no one liked taking over her many duties that kept the family going. But walk to New York City? Why would we walk? And why are we going at all? I had plans for the year ahead, and I figured it would take us a year to make such a trek. My father grunted. She listens to no one, your mother, when ideas she gets into her head. Mama, you haven't thought this through, I said. My mother turned to face us, her blue eyes intense. It's not possible to work out every detail in life, but one has to be bold. Did we know you'd find work in Spokane when we left Minnesota? No. Did we think we'd ever own our own farm? No. These are good things that happened because we took a chance and God allowed it.